Imagine trying to quit smoking while you're living inside a cigar lounge. Sounds impossible, right?
Yeah, completely impossible.
But psychologically speaking, well, that is exactly what most of us do when we try to build new habits without changing our social circles. So, welcome to today's deep dive.
Glad to be here.
Our mission today is to get you ready for the heavy lifting of week 16, day 5. You are applying the friend method today, meaning you're going to consciously design your inner circle.
Right, and as a neuroscientist, I mean, I look at this through the lens of mirror neurons. People often think of mimicking someone as a conscious choice.
Like deciding to copy a friend's outfit or something.
Exactly. But your brain actually uses mirror neurons as a cheap evolutionary energy-saving tactic.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, if the person next to you is panicking, your brain decides, hey, it's faster to just adopt their panic rather than assess the threat yourself. We are biologically wired to just, outsource our habits to our social environment.
Okay, so if we are biologically outsourcing our habits, I kind of want to put you on the spot here.
Uh-oh. All right.
Since we're doing the day 5 exercise right now, I want a specific, non-professional, first-person example. How have you applied this formula to filter your own life?
Wow. Okay. Well, I had to look really hard at my financial discipline a few years back. I realized my impulsive spending was perfectly mirroring a buddy of mine.
Wait, really? Just from hanging out with him?
Yeah, he always said that phrase, you can't take it with you. So every time we hung out, we just burned through money recklessly.
So what did you do?
I realized I had to actively distance myself from him. And instead, I intentionally invested time with a different friend who quietly and consistently manages his money well.
That sounds a bit harsh, though, right? Distancing yourself from a friend just because they like to spend money.
It feels cold until you realize you're fighting your own neuroplasticity.
Yeah.
But hey, fair is fair. It's your turn.
Oh,
I
man.
want you to answer the day 5 questions for a personal struggle of yours.
All right, well, as a psychology professor, I know all the theory, but in my personal life, I was trying to drastically improve my physical health.
Okay.
And I had this group of friends who actively mocked me for going to bed early instead of staying out. I'm trying to be healthy, and they're handing me another drink at midnight.
Oh, wow. So they were actually pushing back on your goals.
Completely. They were toxic to my goals, so I had to set a hard standard to just stop hanging out with them at night.
That makes total sense.
Yeah, and intentionally spend time with a neighbor who just quietly shows up to run every single morning. It's like pruning a tree, you know?
Right,
If
right.
you don't cut away the branches blocking the sun, the healthy parts just can't grow.
That's a great analogy. And physically, by starving those bad habits of social reinforcement, you literally rewire your neural pathways.
Exactly. Which brings us right to your day 5 journaling questions. You need to put a specific target on the table today.
Right. So ask yourself, what specific area do you want to improve over the next 6 months?
And once you pin that down, who is the strongest example in your life for this goal, and who is the weakest?
And here is the really uncomfortable one. Is anyone actively toxic to this goal?
Yeah. And if they are, what standard can you set to protect yourself, and what 2 actions can you take this week?
It takes some work, but it's worth it.
Absolutely. And while you're doing this heavy lifting, keep up your daily practice. You need to review your customized stack 3 times today.
3 times. Yep, don't skip it.
That's your 3 code rewrites, your 3 distill points, and your 2 quotes.
And of course, before you go to sleep, seed your mind with tonight's bedtime question.
Yes. If I am the average of those I spend the most time with, where do I need to go and spend my time to raise that average?
I love that one. It tasks your subconscious with pattern matching while you rest.
It's just so much work in the background. Anyway, get excited for tomorrow because we are jumping into the day 6 self-audit.
It's hard to believe the week is almost over.
It is, which makes it the perfect moment to reflect deeply on your growth and all the tough choices you've made so far.
It's where the real transformation solidifies.
So we'll leave you with this final provocative thought for today. What if the main thing holding you back isn't a lack of willpower, but simply the unspoken baseline habits of the people you voluntarily text every single day?